respond to a wait and see strategy, and only women can do that, Dr. Beatrice Chang.
So my case is the case of a woman. She's 49 years old, and she was discovered with lung nodule in 2007 by chance when she was doing a cholecystectomy. In a medical history, we just noticed that she had uterine myomectomy twice in 2000 and 2009, cholecystectomy in 2007. She never smoked. And we noticed also that her father was working in Eternit when she was a child. As you can see on the first chest X-ray, we just have one small nodule on the right upper lobe and maybe a second one, more discreet, on the base. At this time, it was asked to the patient to do a CT scan, but I don't know why she never did it. So she waited until 2008 in September to do a new chest X-ray, and as you can see, we have clearly two nodules at this time. 2009-2010, nothing was done. I had just a question before. So at this time, what should you suggest to do? CT scan, bronchoscopy, transthoracic needle aspiration, transthoracic biopsy, or a PET CT?
Can you see the results, please?
Perfect.
First option would be...
Okay, no doubt for that.
Yeah,
okay.
No doubt for that, yeah.
But even of that, nothing was done at this time. So the patient waited until March 2011 to do a new chest X-ray, and as you can see here, we have a new nodule on the left side, and on the right side, the nodules are a little bit bigger than before. So this time, it was decided to do a full workup in the hospital, and as you can see, CT scans were made, brain MRI, gastroscopy, colonoscopy, fibroscopy, and at least no CT scan. So we can see that she has different kind of size of nodules, from some millimeters to the biggest one was 1.7 centimeters. They are very well defined, no calcification, and we have a poor increased reosmosis of after IV contrast administration. A PET scan was also done at this time, and it was not in favor of malignancy because of the poor reosmosis after the contrast injection also. So the patient went home, and she just did a new CT scan in July 2011 and 2012, and those last two CT scans don't show increasing of the nodule. So she waited until July 2014, and now I'm sure that you agree with me that we have a huge increase of the size and the number of the nodule. That was the time that I saw her for the first time. The patient was completely asymptomatic, no abnormal findings on the physical examination. Laboratory investigation and lung function test were completely normal. So the patient history and presentation are most consistent with which one of the following diagnoses?
That's old. Yeah.
Malignant or benign? What do you think about it?
Five choices. Okay.
Wegener.
Okay,
so when I saw her for the first time, I was very strict with her. I told her, if you don't want to do a biopsy, go to see someone other, because it seems that it's the patient that was not very easy to deal with. So she accepted to do a biopsy. But which kind of biopsy will you suggest? So will you go for bronchoscopy, transthoracic needle aspiration, transthoracic core biopsy, VATS surgical resection, or thoracotomy surgical resection?
Okay. Again, let's vote. Okay. So. So majority third. Trans thoracic biopsy.
Yes. So maybe evidence-based medicine, it was the best solution. But knowing this patient, we decide to do a VATS. Now, this patient refused to do a biopsy a lot of times before, and it was already suspected to be a difficult case, so that's why we decide to go for a VATS. So the first result of the histology show differentiated papillary mesothelioma. So it was not convinced us, so we ask for immunohistochemical confirmation, and the second diagnosis that we get is a sclerosing hemangioma of the lungs.
Guys, please, fișa în tașe, deja sota la doctora așa în tiroate. It's an emotional case. So if we want to express our emotion, each of us, we are chichandred one, mama. So yes. So trial histology, right?
Sclerosing hemangioma.
Okay.
So I don't know if you are like me, but I was not that aware about this kind of diagnosis. So I went on the literature and I saw that pulmonary sclerosing hemangioma is uncommon benign lung tumor. Sorry. Predominantly in asymptomatic middle-aged women. The higher incidence is in Asia, and the clinical course is usually slow and benign. The most cases are presenting as peripheral and solitary nodule of less than 3 cm in diameter, especially in the right middle lobe, but in some cases we can have multiple lesions. Some cases are described with coexistence of different kind of tumor, like primary pulmonary adenocarcinoma. So is that the end of the story? Are you confident with this diagnosis and will continue to follow this patient with a CT scan every year? Or you are not confident with this diagnosis and will ask for further evaluation? Most of you are not confident. Okay.
Yeah.
And that was my case. So what I decided to do is to send the biopsy to Belgium to have a second opinion. So I'm not a pathologist, and I'm sure you are not. So you can see, I don't have a pointer. No. Malachi. We can see down the lesion, it's like a cyst. We have a spindle-shaped cell. And here we have the immunochemistry. We have a positivity for Cal-Desmond, for smooth muscle actin. We have receptors that are positive for progesterone and estrogen. So the final diagnosis was a pulmonary benign metastasizing leiomyoma. So it's a very rare disease of the lung. It's a RAS muscle cell disorder of the lungs, presenting with pulmonary smooth muscle cell nodule originating from uterus myomatosis. I found about 150 cases in the literature. The lungs are the most common site of metastasis, but we can have metastasis in other places, like abdomen. The pulmonary change can appear from 3 months to 26 years after the first surgery. Most of the lesions stay constant in size for a long time. And despite its metastasizing potential, BML is classified as a benign tumor due to the absence of anaplasia or prominent mitotic activity. Most of the time we have multiple nodules that are bilateral, and the growth of the lesion is hormonal dependent. Sometimes we have regression during the pregnancy and during menopause. Our patient was actually menopaused. So, will you treat this patient? Still wait and see strategy. You will go for surgery, hysterectomy with ovariectomy, LHRH inhibitors, anti-estrogen therapy, or you will give her imatinib or Gleevec.
That's good. That's the last question, or is it another question?
The last question and the most difficult one. Still have wait and see strategy.
Okay.
31%. Wow. So the literature, we don't have any guidelines. So hormone treatment is the option of choice, even if we know that some cases are resistant. So what we decided to do is to give her anti-estrogen therapy with Femara. And as you can see, in March 2015, we have an increasing of the size of the nodule that you can see here in the CT scan. So we have some nodules that are confluent now. So I made a prescription for the patient,
yes,
2 months ago.
Yes.
And she never come to take a prescription, no, not yet. So thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Very nice case. We still have time for many questions. Okay. Any comment, any question? Beatrice, when you sent the histology to Belgium, and what was the reason they made the receptors, study of receptors of estrogen? Is it any systematic, or they had some clue about it? It's not really classic.
I don't know how they proceeded, but I think that because of the presence of smooth cells, muscle cells, and they thought about a uterine problem. But there is a big discordance between the histology that we had here, and I don't know why.
Okay, you were not confident with the first diagnosis because of the multiplicity of the nodules, and it doesn't really make.
And also because of the evolution. So when I made some search on hemangioma, I never found this kind of chest X-ray with diffuse cannonball, so it was not convincing me at all. Yeah.
Great. Yes?
What is the duration of the treatment, and what is the result after
many months? We didn't start the treatment yet, so we have to wait. But in the literature, and you just have some case reports, so you don't have recommendations. So some cases respond very well to the hormonal treatment. It's a treatment for life, like for breast cancer. But sometimes cases don't respond to the treatment. And I saw one complication in the literature, one woman who developed a giant cyst of the lung, and actually she lost her lung. So that's why I think that we cannot wait anymore. We have to treat this patient definitively.
So one of the complications would be?
We can have cysts, and sometimes a very big cyst.
Big cysts. Okay. Any other questions? Thank you, Doctor.